Working in Teams, Unit 7, entitled Leadership, All Members as Leaders, Leaderful Teams. In this unit, the objectives are develop and implement standards for shared leadership roles in complex, stressful, and often hierarchical health-related environments. We will differentiate progression from self-awareness to self-leadership to team leadership. And thirdly, we'll demonstrate collective, concurrent, collaborative, and compassionate activity. Leaders do not command excellence. They build excellence. Excellence is being all you can be within the bounds of doing what is right for your organization. To reach excellence, you must first be a leader of good character. You must do everything you're supposed to do. Organizations will not achieve excellence by figuring out what they want to go, then having leaders to do whatever they have to do in order to get the job done, and then hope their leaders acted with good character. This type of thinking is backwards. Pursuing excellence should not be confused with accomplishing a job or task. When you do planning, you do it by backward planning. That is, begin with the end result in mind, then plan the steps to completion in reverse order to the start point. But you do not achieve excellence by backward planning. Excellence starts with leaders of good and strong character who engage in the entire process of leadership. And the first process is being a person of honorable character. Character develops over time. Many think that much of a person's character is formed early in life. However, we do not know exactly how much or how early character develops, but it is safe to claim that character does not change quickly. A person's observable behavior is an indication of her character. This behavior can be strong or weak, good or bad. A person with strong character shows drive, energy, determination, self-discipline, willpower, and nerve. He or she sees what he wants to do and goes after it. She attracts followers. On the other hand, a person with weak character shows few or none of these traits. She does not know what she wants. Her performance is disorganized. She vacillates and is inconsistent. She will attract a few, if any, followers.
In the HIT environment, you can often find leaders at all levels of staff. Almost all people, on a daily basis, will do the very best they can or be the very best they can for their customers, the patients.
Think about the leadership traits being expressed in the following quotes. Never tell people how to do things. Tell them what to do, and they will surprise you with their ingenuity. George S. Patton. The best executive is the one who has sense enough to pick good people to do what he wants done and self-restraint to keep from meddling with them while they are doing it. Theodore Roosevelt. Management is doing things right. Leadership is doing the right things. Peter F. Drucker. Leadership is the art of getting someone else to do something you want done because he wants to do it. Dwight Eisenhower. As you think about leadership from the outset, what are the traits you associate with a leader? Work in small groups to develop a list of 8 to 10 leadership traits, then we will come together and discuss your findings as a class. Here is a list of leadership traits compiled by the Santa Clara University and the Tom Peters Group. Honest, competent, forward-looking, inspiring, intelligent, fair-minded, broad-minded, courageous, straightforward, imaginative. Examples of leaders that come to mind immediately are those in our military. Here's a list of the military's leadership principles. 1. Be tactically and technically proficient. 2. Know yourself and seek self-improvement. 3. Know your soldiers and look out for their welfare. 4. Keep your soldiers informed. 5. Set the example. 6. Ensure the task is understood, supervised, and accomplished. 7. Train your soldiers as a team. 8. Make sound and timely decisions. 9. Develop a sense of responsibility in your subordinates. 10. Employ your unit in accordance with its capabilities. 11. Seek responsibility and take responsibility for your actions. Types of leaders. Let's do an activity now, and for this activity, I would like for you to describe your leadership characteristics using 3 key adjectives. Secondly, from the leadership types described, now, what type do you fit best and why? And thirdly, in your most recent team organization meeting, what type of leadership was displayed? Can you provide an example of each? The following ideas are taken from the leadership course by Dr. Paul Tefender. Dr. Tevinder's research has shown that 7 distinct types of leaders predominate based on different combinations of the 5 leadership behaviors. We'll discuss these leadership behaviors. As a leader, you must recognize where you are strong, where you are weak, what your preferences are, what you seek to avoid, and which situations suit you best or least. Let's talk about these leadership types. The transformational leader. These are leaders who show strength in all 5 leadership behaviors and are those who are able to transform the commitment levels of those around them. They have deep conviction about goals, determination to execute plans, and are prepared to go against conventional wisdom. The enforcer. These are leaders who act in ways characterized by cautious optimism and a drive to make sure specific objectives are achieved. They display strong belief in what they are doing and commitment to stay the course, but tend to limit options and avoid taking action where risk is associated. The deal maker. These leaders attract followers largely because of their energy and excitement for anything new. They thrive on change and frequently break the mold. In the business world, they often rise to the prominence on the back of the reputation for the deals they pull off, but they can be bored easily and have little regard for sustaining the performance of their efforts after initial success is achieved. The administrator. These leaders are strategic executors who are clear in what needs to be achieved and ruthlessly follow through. They are authoritarian in their approach, letting nothing stand in their way of achieving the overall objective, and are likely to prefer detailed and rigorous project plans, constant monitoring and updating, and tight control over resources and people. The visionary. These leaders inspire people to dream of greatness but fail to follow through. They have all the qualities of the transformational leader, including their ability to elevate ambition, but are weak at generating critical mass. Serial entrepreneur. These leaders are imaginative but calculating gamblers. They display huge energy and commitment and sweep people along with them because they make seemingly impossible challenges achievable. They care deeply about their legacy but struggle to articulate the wider context of their decisions in a way that's meaningful to their followers. The spin doctor. These leaders seem to be everything a leader should be, but their behavior is inconsistent and self-serving. They have underdeveloped conviction. What distinguishes these leaders most is their ability to convincingly argue the case, any case, and justify the change to the followers. Most people know intuitively what effective leadership is and respect strong leaders when they work with them. But even if they understand what good leadership is, they often don't practice it themselves. This distinction between what you know and what you do is critical. After all, leadership is about action and results. It's about how we behave day in and day out. As we mentioned earlier, Dr. Tevinder's research has shown that 7 distinct types of leaders predominate based on different combinations of 5 key leadership behaviors as follows. I'm going to discuss these behaviors. Impose content. We live in a noisy world. As a leader, your role is to cut out the clutter and impose context by concentrating people's attention on what matters most. This means providing a clear sense of direction, outlining what the key goals are, and distinguishing between the day-to-day actions that are important and those that are not. Second different leadership behavior is make risk and take risk. Leaders break rules. It's their job. As a leader, you must make and take risks by understanding what opportunities exist or can be created and then converting them into results. Doing so allows you to preempt otherwise hidden risks that might damage the enterprise, take advantage of windows for success in the present or future, create new, better ways of doing things, and develop yourself and others through exposure to new situations. Have conviction. Leaders believe strongly in what they are doing. It is a deep personal conviction and the ability to communicate it to others that justifies their authority, attracts energy, and removes uncertainty. Having a clear view of what you aim to achieve will guide your decisions, inspire people to follow you, overcome obstacles, give you the courage to stand your ground, and build confidence in your people. Another behavior is challenge and change. Leaders do not rest on their laurels. As a leader, you must challenge and change the status quo by experimenting and creating excitement in order to grab people's attention, energize your followers, take competitors by surprise, and jolt your people out of accepting things as they are. Another behavior, generate critical mass. Inspiring individual action, though important, is not enough to create large-scale change. As a leader, you must generate critical mass by turning knowledge into action and influencing people in a way that channels their energy into the appropriate activities, mobilizes them to work together in a coordinated way, creates a culture of human development, and makes things happen.
There are multiple times that a HIT team will be challenged with finding an electronic solution to current manually performed tasks or jobs. The leadership within the team will be the driving force to choose a system that will meet the need of, for example, a physician's office or dental clinic. This leadership will have to make decisions based on the information given by the rest of the team. They will have to see the big picture and be able to justify their and the team's decision on a specific system and be the champions of the system when it's installed.
Leaderful concept. In our 21st century organizations, we are going to need a different brand of leadership than we have had previously. In prior centuries, organizations were structured around a leader who gave directions and workers who followed those directions without expressing concerns or offering suggestions for improving productivity. Our knowledge-based organizations will require that everyone share the experience of serving as a leader, not sequentially, but concurrently and collectively. In other words, leaders will serve at the same time and all together. What should we call this new approach to leadership? Can you recall when you were with a team that was humming along almost like a single unit? Working together was a joy. Team members each had a particular functional role but seemed able to voluntarily support each other when warranted. Any one of the team members could speak for the entire team. On occasion, you might have heard someone remark that this team was leaderless. Let's not call it leaderless. Let's call it leaderful. To be leaderful, you need not be the designated position leader of your organization. If you work with others in any capacity, you are capable of exerting leadership. You don't have to be the CEO or top gun. Managers, employees, and teams and organizations might find this approach especially useful. Why? We're in an age of lean operations of doing more with less. Many managers feel overwhelmed by technology or by the contractors out to replace them. Meanwhile, as an employee, life isn't any easier. You're given assignments that are nearly impossible to accomplish in a specified time by supervisors who have far less understanding of the problem than you do. We desperately need to share leadership. The process described here may require executives to give up some control, but they'll gain far more. They'll rid their community members of a suffocating dependence, releasing them to contribute their natural leadership abilities. At this time, we're going to do an activity. For this activity, think about times in the past when you have participated as a member of a team. Have you been on a team that worked well as a single unit? Think about it. 1. Describe what you saw the team doing to work so well. 2. Discuss the leadership within the team. What did this look like? And 3. Differentiate between leaderless and leaderful teaming. How can we become more leaderful? How can we learn to transition from the conventional approach that most of us have grown up with? According to Joe Raelin in his Creating Leaderful Organizations, we can all become more leaderful, and fundamental to this shift is our adoption of what he refers to as our 4 C's of leaderful practice. In contrast to the traditional views of leadership, that leaders are serial, individual, controlling, and dispassionate, and the leaderful organization, leaderful managers are concurrent, collective, collaborative, and compassionate. Let's talk about those 4 C's. Okay, the first view that leadership is concurrent is perhaps the most revolutionary. What is being suggested is that in any organization, there can be more than one leader operating at the same time. So leaders willingly and naturally share power with others. Indeed, power can be increased by everyone's working together. Since leaders perform a variety of responsibilities in an organization, it is pointless to insist that there be only one leader operating at any one time. For example, an administrative assistant who knows the ropes can help people figure out who is knowledgeable about a particular function, maybe just as important to a group as the position leader. However, the same position leader does not stand down or give up his or her leadership as members of the group turn their attention to the administrative assistant. The two of them, as well as many others, can offer their leadership at the same time.
In health IT, there are many teams that have 2 people chairing or co-chairs a team. In this example, it is important to note that in this event, even though there are 2 people chairing the meetings, the team is actually the decision-making body on tasks.